just film for fun. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Bad Moms has a lot going on politically. It's really bears a longer discussion than we have available on Film for Thought, which is just a short podcast. But really, when you get into it, there's a whole discussion going on about the role of parenting in the world, and that's shifted from the idea of nature-nurture, which is something that we must grapple with. Like, are we going to look at people as a result of their sort of circumstances, in which case are we going to place the blame for their failures on their parents and the environment they grew up in? And likewise, are we going to place the celebration of their accomplishments on their parents? The sort of over-parenting, helicopter parenting, is in the latter category, that the idea that your Ivy League child's education is a result of your sort of making available piano classes and whatnot, although thinking about Steve Jobs and his relationship with his father, it might maybe an argument could be made along the lines of what the Indigo Girls asked for in their song Galileo, which is to say that, you know, that giving someone something to write about in terms of overcoming their failures is a narrative and totem pole that people need in their lives. And also going on with Bad Moms is the sort of vulgarity of the female comedy, the Catherine Hegel type, Knocked Up, Judd Apatow style. This is written by the writers from The Hangover, and their brand of humor, as imagined by four men instead of women in The Hangover, was quite effective. And I think it'll be seen as quite effective here. The movie's very funny. It's a brand of sort of feminist comedy, which is over the top and makes no apologies for being that way. Also tends to be written and directed by men, for what it's worth, but performed expertly by women. In this case, a great collection of actors, most notably by Catherine Hahn, who steals every scene she's in. But Kristen Bell and Christina Applegate and Mila Kunis are all really good in it. And the overall takeaway message here as well is that, and one of empowerment, that those who have become mothers are more than just a sort of 1950s version of what a woman's supposed to be. And by celebrating sort of the over-the-top sexual and crass, more crass elements, and sort of giving license to be okay with someone who is drunk in the morning and forgets to take their kid to school, to celebrate that human being as a funny and sort of align with them without judgment is a difficult, would have been seen as a difficult task, but is done, is why comedy is the universal sort of language. You can understand someone through comedy more than you can understand them through didactic expression. So here, by seeing the struggles of parenting and the over sort of the PTA over parenting character played by Christina Applegate, we can kind of come to see all of the work that women do in parenting. And really, this is a movie, Bad Moms. It's not Bad Dads. We certainly have Bad Dads as our archetypal image of most men in any way. So here it's really, this should be called Good Moms, and really Good Moms could be identified as any mom who doesn't have their child on a barbecue at this moment. So the bar is set low, and as well it should be, because the individual's experience of life shouldn't only relate back to the parent. And really, it's nice to have some delineation from nature and nurture. We don't want people to be subject to the cycles of poverty and gender bias and discrimination that have held generations back, but we also want people to be able to have their own individual sort of triumphs as well, and then this movie falls in between that political stance and also has incredible music by Christopher Leonard.